Howdy, 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 my friends. George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got a new guest with us, a lady that I wanted to introduce to folks, Miss Stacy Adams. She is from Oklahoma. She is in Oklahoma, and she is running for State House District 50 in Oklahoma, which is in south, that district is in the southwest part of the state. She is an insurance agent by trade, and this is her first run, folks, for public office. I wanted to get her on, chat with her, and introduce you to her. Stacy, thank you for taking time to be with us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to visit with you and get my name out there. I really appreciate you taking time to do this interview with me today.
You got it. All right, well, let's start. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? A little bit about your background in business, where you were raised, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. I'm an Army brat, so I lived all over the world. I was actually born in Germany, and we retired at Leesville, Louisiana, Fort Polk, and wound up in Lawton, Fort Sill when I was a teenager, and I graduated high school in Lawton, Oklahoma, before I moved to Duncan in 2001, and that's where I live now. I was the first in my family to graduate high school, the first in my family to attend college, and I was also the first in my family to start a business. I'm married to Ricky Adams. He's a youth wrestling coach here in Duncan, and we have seven sons. And we also have seven grandchildren now, so we've been busy. I've been in the insurance industry for the last 17 years, and I own an agency in Duncan. It's the second agency that I've owned and started from scratch. My first agency, we grew to $3.4 million in 8 years and sold in 2020. And then in 2022, we started an independent agency and grew to $2 million in 2 years. So we were growing really fast and continuing to grow. And I just absolutely love what I do. In my line of business, I experience hiring, firing, reading policy language, negotiating contracts, and understanding regulation. So I believe my business experience in these areas is going to help me a lot at the Capitol.
You got it. Well, tell us, what impulsed you to run for office? Why is it that you're trying to seek a seat in the Oklahoma House?
Okay. Well, I've always loved politics, but I've loved politics from my couch, yelling at the TV. So I've kept my head down most of my life, raising my children and running a business. And it was in 2020 that everything changed, and I think a lot of people feel that way. When I saw how quickly we were ordered to mask up and stay home, and people were actually doing it, I knew that our freedom was under attack. So I believe many of us saw the government overreach, and I talk to people every day that thank me for stepping out. Running for office is not fun. It's an act of service. There is a lot of dark money. You know, the special interest groups that want an agenda passed, and yes, they spend thousands of dollars against any true conservative, and we don't even know who they are. And if they can't find dirt on a candidate, they just make it up. So I decided to run to be a voice for the people in my district and not special interest groups. And I want to fight against the woke agenda. I want to protect girls' sports, fight CRT, DEI, in our public schools, and I want to encourage a parent's voice in their child's education while supporting the amazing teachers that we have. I just want to be a voice for the people, and I know that sounds cliche, but so often the people don't have a true voice. It's special interest groups, and I want to put a stop to that in our state.
Now, being that you are, you know, you recognize that you are up against lobbyists, powerful
yes,
money, et cetera, et cetera. How do you intend to accomplish your goals of serving the people? How do you intend to help your constituents in your district?
So I know some lobby groups are really good, and they have good intentions. And then there are some that have an ulterior motive. I plan to 100% use the Constitution. We're going to look at the Constitution with every bill, and I plan to utilize the Bible. So if something goes against my morals and my beliefs and the Constitution, then I'm going to vote against something like that. I think that the people in my district, and I'm kind of getting off in the weeds a little bit, but we've had 11 forums or 10 forums that, and one was canceled, and I've been to every single one, open forums and talking to constituents. I want to be able to talk to the constituents, listen to their concerns, and take their feedback and use that when I'm reading these bills and voting on these bills. It's going to be very important to me.
Gotcha. Could we say that you're going to be voting biblical principles in your work?
Yes, I will be voting biblical principles for sure.
That. Let's, let me ask you this last question before we let you go. How can people support you? Where can they go to get more information about you? And do you have a website for people to donate to your campaign?
Yeah, so my website is www.adamsforok.com. And you can follow me on Facebook at Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, Joe, J-O, Adams, for State Representative. And I would like to also include that I'm endorsed by very conservative groups like Oklahomans from Health and Parental Rights, the OK2A, Oil and Gas Workers Association, the Calvin Coolidge Project, and Oklahoma Faith Leaders.
Excellent, excellent. That's a great lineup. That's a fantastic lineup. Once again, give the folks the website. We want to be sure that they get it.
It is www.adamsforok.com, and four is spelled out F-O-R. So Adams for Oklahoma, .com. And the Facebook is Stacy Joe Adams for State Representative.
You got it. Folks, we've been speaking with Miss Stacy Adams, who is running for Oklahoma State House District 50. In Oklahoma. Stacy, we're going to get you back on again soon so we can chat some more as the election gets closer.
Thanks, George. I appreciate you.
You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.